Hello, and start your engines, everybody, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm the mysterious podcaster X.
Oh, who could it be? Who could this guy who looks exactly like David and sounds exactly like David, but he's wearing a helmet? Who could he be?
It could be anyone with that helmet on.
Does anyone have a secret brother? There's a good chance it's one of our secret brothers.
Could be my secret sister, who is not a secret.
And also, have you checked your car trunk for a small boy and a chimpanzee?
Oh, wow, there should have been a chimpanzee cameo in this episode, just for that.
No, I was just telling my horrified co-hosts that the only speed racer I was familiar with until well into my adulthood was The New Adventures of Speed Racer, an exceptionally crummy-looking Western animated speed racer from 1993, where he raced against, like, a bunch of mutants and stuff.
Yeah, a 90s speed racer that somehow I entirely missed and is horrifying and weird.
It's so weird.
Like, they were trying to combine Speed Racer with Ninja Turtles, and why?
I mean, it's got a real James Bond Jr. look to it.
Yeah, it looks bad.
In the U.S. in 1993, MTV was obsessed with Speed Racer for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah, we just got lots of reruns.
Yeah. So what we are watching today is Hot Rod Bot, the 14th episode of Season 4, the 92nd episode of Rescue Bots overall. First aired July 23rd, 2016, and was written by Jackson Grant and Shannon McCain. You may know Shannon McCain better as the voice actor for Graham.
Oh! All right.
This is the third of three episodes that he wrote with Jackson Grant. Previously he wrote Movers and Shakers and The Attack of Humungado.
Oh, that's a fun one. Well, this one's pretty good, too. It's a very genre episode.
Yeah, in this episode we are getting Fast and or Furious.
All of the above.
Because it turns out this episode is indeed, it's all about family.
pretty much most episodes of Rescue Bots are about family.
Much like all the movies in the Fast and Furious series. Except for, family. I guess, Tokyo Drift. Not so much about family. And not so much Too Fast, Too Furious, which is really just what's his name? Paul Walker. And then also Tyrese.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Oh.
I have seen the first one and maybe the second one or one of the early seasons.
I'm not a big car guy, so they're not for me, but you know, if you like them, they're fine.
I used to think I was kind of a car person, but then I realized I was a Transformers person.
Yeah.
Everything I know about cars is like, hey, did you know about this thing from 1979 called the Honda City Turbo?
This episode indeed starts out all about family, because Danny and Cody, Danny's a big race fan, and she is a big gearhead, and so she is going to watch the big race for the Triple Cup.
Also, she's got snacks, and she's got cotton candy, and I would like to know if they have a cotton candy machine there, because...
Of course they do.
Yeah, you have to... Cotton candy takes effort.
Well, it's weird because she's also got, like, popcorn, but in, like, the big cardboard buckets.
You can buy those, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
But cotton candy
Or she just snuck them home from the movie theater, like those horrifying ones for Dune 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, she's got everything.
Yeah, now it's an arms race as to what's the next crazy popcorn bucket going to be.
She's got ice cream. She's got soft pretzels.
She's ready.
I thought the top of silly popcorn buckets was going to remain like a Godzilla mouth or somehow the Optimus Prime trailer for popcorn.
These things are just going to get incredibly elaborate until you've just got to buy another seat for it.
Yes, and they're like $100.
I mean, I think that's about how much movie theater popcorn is now, to be honest.
I mean, granted, I got one that I loved. The giant D&D dice.
Ooh.
The D20.
That was a pretty fun one. Yes. I did not get any of these. I already hate paying movie ticket prices. I'm definitely not buying an extra $35 bucket.
Yeah, it was kind of expensive, but it's I can put dice in it.
Yeah. So we are on, once again, we are on the nebulous mainland. Are we in Maine?
Huxley Prescott got to go.
Yeah.
He is hitting the big time. This is his ticket to CNN, baby.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes, the Huxley, it's weird. Okay, Huxley Prescott, one, I'm shocked he's allowed on the mainland.
You think there are, like, outstanding warrants for his arrest?
Something. It very much feels like, as we have seen him, living in a van down by the river on Griffin Rock, I would assume, like, he was, like, forbidden from going back to the mainland. It's like,
kicked
you're
off
exiled.
The mainland.
Man, you think like, Huxley Prescott isn't his real name, and he's, like, a family annihilator or something?
Oh, man. Wow.
I wasn't going that far. I was just like...
He's like Lionel Hutz burning his ID in the fireplace.
No, I was just assuming, like, he on air said, keep fucking that chicken or something.
Oh.
And oh, it was man, just or- like... banned from other networks.
I'm thinking maybe it's like a Geraldo Al Capone's vault situation.
Oh, I
yeah,
could see
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yeah. He overhyped something and it was complete bullshit. I was like, no, don't come back to the mainland. Anyway, yes, Huxley is there covering
yes.
this. And I paused this episode so many times to look at the backgrounds of the crowds in the stands. And they did a good job of not having exactly the same character in the background. Because they were like color swap some of them. But it's like everyone from Griffin Rock that you have noticed before is in those stands.
Yes.
For these races.
Well, they all want to see the race.
It's like half the population.
I like they're just all here to see Huxley Prescott.
Well, yes, but like half the population of Griffin Rock is at these races.
Man, they're like deadheads, but they follow Huxley Prescott around the country.
That would be
yeah.
me. I would be that.
Ah. And Mayor
so, yeah, so
there.
The crowd favorite is, of course, Donatello Camposecco.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, after Lord Chumley, I'm a little surprised we didn't get Augie Kinney here. But okay.
Camposecco feels like a pun. What is it a pun on?
I don't speak Italian.
Neither do I.
Same.
I just think with the blonde goatee and the fire motif, this guy just made me think of Guy Fieri.
Well, my first thought was, oh, a Hollow Matter avatar for Hot Rod, because his car is Hot Rod.
It is.
It is very much the Hot Rod. Surprisingly, not a lot of... I kind of hoped we'd get other, like, Transformers in-jokes with the other cars here, like, I don't know, like a Daytonus or something.
Yeah, one of them is a little hot-shoddy, but not enough.
Yeah, the black and red one is sort of Crasher-ish.
It's also got a red star on it, so I assume it's the communist car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
no,
which again, that could just be a Speed Racer joke.
I like how magenta the Hot Rod car is.
Yes. Mm.
It's properly pink. It's the correct color.
So it's never exactly clear where this is, but we do know that it's got a mayor, and that is Bertram Lusky.
What? Who is taller?
The handsomer, taller, and more hair possessing brother of Griffin Rock's Mayor Lusky.
Yeah, he's kind of. I mean, he does have like some similar features, but he's very Kennedy. He's a very Kennedy looking guy.
Yeah. And this is Mark L. Taylor, who's one of those guys who's in everything. He's in Inner Space. He's in Arachnophobia. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Wow. Like in like actual things, and not I don't know, Assassin's Creed or something.
I mean, he's probably in those two, but yeah, looks mostly like a live action actor in 20 episodes of Melrose Place.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes of Melrose Place.
Also on an episode of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
Oh. Yes.
No.
His voice was
you're
familiar,
wrong.
But I don't know.
We made it up.
Yes.
This was invented by a writer.
Good old Jonathan Frakes.
Huh. I know I've seen it before, but...
And he was also a Jimmy Olsen on that late 80s Superman cartoon.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, so yeah, he is mayor of this town, which is, you know, bigger, more successful, and not presumably constantly imperiled by super science.
It's easier to grow your economy when there's not a constant peril of super science.
Yeah, and so his track here, his city is going to host the big race for the Triple Cup. So the race begins, and then suddenly, a mystery racer joins the field, which is something that I guess can just happen in a car race.
I don't think it normally can, but no. Okay.
I mean, maybe in like a Baja races, the cross country things, but not in a closed track race. It shouldn't, no.
Yeah, and surprise, surprise, it's obviously Blur.
Hmm.
And of course, like Danny and Cody recognize him.
Yes. Saying he knows better than to do something so reckless. Does he, though?
Yes, mysterious blurple racer.
Oh, and of course, also, I forgot to mention, Bertram Lusky also has an even trophier trophy wife.
Yes.
Well, she's just, like, a palette swap. She's a redhead.
She's a little fancier. Like
she's like, 10% bimboier.
Yeah, she's definitely, like, turned up just a little tiny bit.
Anyway, so the rest of the team, you know, he wins, obviously, and then immediately escapes.
Yeah, are you telling me Blur didn't think something through? Because he wins, and then, like, reporters and stuff start coming up to him, and he's like, oh, crap. Blur did not think this through. That's not what he does. He's not someone who thinks things through.
And speaking of not thinking things through, the Griffin Rocks Mayor Lusky comes about a word away from saying that his town is cooler than his brother's because it has space robots in it.
Yes, but his wife sharply elbows him.
Yes.
Yes. We have 4 taffy factories. Best taffy in Maine.
Yeah.
Taffy in Maine. That's weird.
I mean,
I only associate with taffy with, like, the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Atlantic City is that's a big taffy thing, right? The saltwater taffy.
It's a big beach thing.
I don't know why. It's not great.
Well, it's salt.
It's
the saltwater.
See, in Maine, we got the saltier water than anybody.
Oh, and I do appreciate the proper pluralizing of Mayor Lusky.
Yes.
Yes, Mayor's Lusky, of course.
Well, yes. From Chase, who, of course, is going to get this correct. Mm-hmm.
So Danny is going to get to the bottom of this, and so she goes through the ground bridge very non-suspiciously.
Everyone else comes in and was like, hey, we heard that there was some weird mystery racer on the radio. And Danny is basically like, I don't know who it is, but I'm going to go yell at him. She's like, yeah, it's a mystery. I definitely don't know who that was. I'm going to go now. And well,
I'm going to very non-suspiciously take the ground bridge to the mainland for some errands. And of course, even Blades catches on to this, but he instead figures out that the answer to the mystery is that she's planning a surprise party for him because his Earth birthday is coming up.
Poor Blur. Or, I'm sorry, poor Blades. He's a good boy. He's trying his best.
Yes. Meanwhile, Blur is only a victim of his own stupidity.
Yes!
Because, you know, he feels useless as a rescue bot, so he's a race car. He's got a race.
Hmm.
I like when Danny shows up and Blur is just, like, doing laps, and she says, I hope you're proud of yourself. And he says, pretty much all the time, yeah. Which is a very good line.
And, you know, she tells him, you know, you're an idiot. If you win the race, obviously they're going to want to interview your driver, and you don't have one because you're a robot. She's like, well, what if I did have a driver, and it was you?
Waggles eyebrows. What if I did have a driver? Wink, wink.
And so, despite her better judgment, Danny does indeed become the mysterious Racer X.
Here comes Speed Racer.
So, the Bertram Lusky comes to visit, and he does indeed get a look at the rescue team, and he's a little, why does the rescue team have a bulldozer?
Which actually is extra funny, knowing that Graham's voice actor wrote this.
Yes.
But yeah, he's also, like, only 4 security robots. Like, how many do you have, asshole? I have a dozen security robots.
Yeah, I'll just bet. Unless the mysterious mainland is indeed where this where the mainland Rescue Bots Academy is.
Maybe.
And of course, Danny is not there. So Cody tries to cover for her. She's at a cooking class that's ending immediately right now.
As she walks into frame.
Cooking class, huh?
I mean, she needs cooking classes. Yes, we've established that previously.
She does.
Well, as they note, she did once attempt to serve them a half-frozen turkey on Thanksgiving.
Because she was busy building an engine block.
Yes.
You know, fair. Mm-hmm. That so also they, is how I do gender.
So they head back to the mainland, and they're going to watch the next race. I don't know how many. I guess this is a series of 3 races because it's the Triple Cup.
Yeah, it's like the Triple Crown, like horse racing.
That makes sense that it would be 3 races.
It is kind of weird that they all take place, or we're all going to take place in the same place.
Yes,
it's a little odd.
Unclear.
Yeah, so of course Danny is mysteriously again at this cooking class, but in fact she is behind the wheel of Blur, who has a slightly different paint job now.
Also, there is when they give their big panning establishing shot of all the people at the racing place that I forget the name of race places right now. There's some racetrack. Very good like background. Yes, at the racetrack, there's some very good background establishing like. Instrumental yacht rock.
Yes, and we're all tailgating.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of tailgating. I just always like when we get some good music like that.
Well, we know that wherever the mainland is, it's not in Buffalo, because at no point does anybody go through a flaming table.
Yes.
Go fighting flaming tables?
So the race begins. Danny and Blur are yelling at each other. He's like, all right, well, why don't you prove that you're a better driver? Why don't you drive me?
Oh.
And then in this confusion, one of these other drivers just totally gets rammed into the wall, and his car is seconds away from exploding.
Yes, it actually doesn't become a Speed Racer episode.
Which, yeah. I mean...
Someone almost gets run off the road and dies.
So that's how racing works. It's dangerous. But no, Danny's like, no, we have to go back and help him. Like, that's not how racing works, but okay.
I mean usually you have guys who do that.
Yes.
As opposed to other drivers.
Emergency rescue.
But also, if she had not done this.
Yes, he would have exploded. This guy would have been up.
Yes.
They'd be identifying this guy from the teeth embedded in his steering wheel.
Oof.
So, you know, they make sure this poor bastard is okay. And
he thinks he may have an injured head injury because he thinks he just heard her car talk.
Yes. So they're, you know, they're going along. They're driving and striving and hugging the turns.
Thinking of someone for whom he still yearns.
They are indeed going the distance and going for speed.
Yeah. They gotta make up for that time that they lost by going back to help other people. Ugh.
Yes, and so he does indeed hit the Kit-esque turbo boost.
Yeah, Energon boost instead of NOS.
And she's like, that's cheating.
But unfortunately, you gotta give it the nitro. I'm not good at doing a Vin Diesel. I'm just kind of doing like heavily sedated Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
well, that's probably for the best.
Because Vin Diesel's voice, like, isn't that super distinct? It's deep, but it's missing something to do an easy caricature of.
Yeah, I'd have to deliver my lines through a tuba.
Yeah.
Anyway, so unfortunately, this then apparently caused him to break the sound barrier, which burns his new paint job off, and it also causes enormous structural damage to this.
It causes like
the stadium,
an earthquake,
yeah,
which wrecks
that
the
racetrack. Was not built for sonic booms.
No.
Yeah, no. Bertram Lusky is definitely taking like kickbacks from the mob, and they're delivering
substandard
cement trucks full of oatmeal.
Yeah. Substandard cement. It's like everything just falls apart.
Like the couple of one of the walls falls apart, and there's like a dead snitch in there.
Oh, the main mob. Wonder what mobs are up there. Huh.
Oh yeah, you. You better forget about it. I'm going to have myself some lobster gabagool.
Yeah, so the racetrack after the second race is destroyed, so they have to move it to a third location, or second location, for the third race.
Yes.
Guess we're just going to have it on Griffin Rock now.
That's the only other city that exists.
Yes, there are no other towns.
So we're back on the island, and Doc Green is here with a particularly another wacky invention, and also the Alan Silvestri score to Back to the Future.
Yeah, because
he's
just
had this car before, right? We have established that.
Yeah. We have seen his car a couple of times. Many, yes,
we have
few times.
Established that he has a DeLorean.
Of course he has a DeLorean. Mm-hmm. He's a guy with the color for the last name, and is a wacky scientist. Obviously he has a DeLorean with glowing tubes attached to it. And this time he's developed a perpetual motion device engine thing.
Ooh, yeah, this seems like all of this is a bad idea. This whole thing. Mm.
Yeah, this is the directional momentum amplifier. You put it on the wheel of a car and it uses the vehicle's own momentum to make the wheels turn faster.
But
sure.
Yeah, this,
you're breaking the laws of thermodynamics.
And I guess they're
going to
take, yeah, they're going to take, like, a couple hours to get the guys familiar with this. No, no, no. You need to be familiar with this for, like, I don't know, years.
Yeah.
No, no, no. We're just going to slap it on all the cars in the race. It'll be fine.
Like,
and then they don't tell any of them, and they give the mayors the controller, and
yeah,
oh, my goodness, this goes off the rails.
What were these pit crews doing that they allowed this to happen?
Not rescuing the other drivers, I'll tell you that.
Well, at least apparently there's New England mafias, and the current head is called the Cheese Man.
Oh, wow. New England? That's not like the Wisconsin Mafia?
No, well, looking up on Wikipedia, it's like the New England Mafia is the Boston Mafia, is the Providence Mafia, or the Office.
I was gonna say, are you looking on, like, Mafiapedia?
No, it's just regular Wikipedia. I mean, there probably is a Mafiapedia of some sort. Huh.
Probably on fandom.
I mean,
probably
I know that
sucks.
Providence is like notorious for having a ton of organized crime.
Wow.
Yes, for weird reasons.
And then I guess the organized crime in Boston is just like those guys from The Departed.
I mean, yeah, Boston's definitely going to have a mafia. I was just like,
a
bunch of guys stealing a bunch of fac and microprocessors.
I'm going to ask Aaron Archer about all of this at TFCon.
Hmm. I mean, do you think Hasbro secretly like a front for the mob?
Maybe.
Well, they probably had to have had some interactions when they were in Providence. Well, he's contracting something.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice, some nice Transformers prototypes you got there. It'd be a real shame if something happened to him.
Well, their molds have been lost. They're somewhere in some mobster's basement or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. I can. I got a guy in Hong Kong. He could be making neon colored knockoffs of these, putting them in zoos in like 2 months.
Previous heads of the family have been Cadillac Frank, Baby Shacks,
oh,
Action Jack.
Nice.
What the fuck? Oh, mafia nicknames are so silly.
Man, I would be in the mafia.
Baby Shacks. Not Snacks, Shacks. What the fuck?
Like is in more than one shack?
Yes, I. Weird.
Anyway,
yeah, digressions.
Yeah, so So anyway, unfortunately, so Doc Green very conveniently has an appointment on the mainland, so he won't be around to supervise his incredibly dangerous invention. So he's just going to leave it in the care of the town's notably stupid mayor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Doc Green, you have a baby. Why don't you just leave it with the baby? You would be in less danger.
Yeah, then you would just have to worry about one baby going very fast in a baby carriage that's so
stupid. Or, I don't know, your 13-year-old daughter, also more responsible. Oh, yeah,
definitely. Yes.
The two dogs you own, more responsible.
The robot dinosaur would be the most responsible person you could give it to.
Yes.
That guy who's always getting into helicopter accidents. That guy would be more
safe. No.
Mr. Pettypaws.
Mr. Pettypaws is the most responsible one on the entire island. Yes. Anyway.
So it is going to be in the control of these two squabbling sibling mayors. Mm. And so he's like, so why don't we make this race more exciting by turning this up into the extreme danger area?
Marilowski is aware that usually that red line is a bad thing. But yes. No, his brother pressures him into it. Oh. Also, at this point, Blades is catching on that Danny is working with Blur, and he's a little jealous.
Yes, he is. So, pretty much as soon as he turns these things on, these cars just go out of control.
Yeah, because like they don't stop, and they're just at maximum speed increased.
They're just wiggling all over the road.
With bad corner.
And, of course, meanwhile, the mayors are having some race day sushi.
Yeah, shrimp bucket has returned.
That's right.
But it's not a bucket. Was it a bucket or was like a Chinese food
container? It's like a Chinese carryout.
But it's sushi. I've never seen
it's like
that.
It's like a Chinese carryout carton, but it's full of shrimp like Cade had several episodes back.
I guess maybe it is a recurring
probably last season.
Listen, I don't think raw shrimp counts as sushi.
Yeah, I don't either.
It can be used in sushi. Oh, no, I guess more often it's cooked. I don't know.
I mean, it probably can
remember
be used
when
in sushi,
Cade
but...
had that shrimp? That was a whole thing. I love
listen, you two
callbacks.
Are going to die of, like, ocean parasites.
Yeah.
Also, that poor guy in the orange and blue car, the one that looks a little like that one hotshot, he's just having a hard time of it. He needs to retire because he's the first one to actually crash once the cars become difficult to control.
And he ends up flinging himself out into the sea. I mean, he almost died by fire. Now he's almost dying by water.
All the elements are out to get you.
Now he needs an avalanche.
Yeah, his next two races, he is going to be caught in a tornado and then a landslide.
Yes.
And then, of course, he'll be shot by his girlfriend, because the fifth element is love.
His heart.
Anyway.
I love that shrimp bucket.
Anyway, so the rescue bots have to race around the track to build ramps and things to stop these cars, somehow going faster than these cars that are turbocharged. I mean, I guess they got the Energon boosters, but one of them's a bulldozer.
Like, yeah, they got the Energon boost.
They can just go the other way. They just get out ahead of them.
Yes.
It's fine.
And, of course, Blur is grounded for this whole thing after his whole Joker-mobile disguise didn't work. So he is now... You know, he was confined to quarters, but now he's come here. He wants to help, and they have to let him, because otherwise these guys are going to die in a hideous, fiery fashion.
Yeah. He is going to do some race-related rescuing.
Yeah, so it turns out, once they actually catch these cars, they have to, like, sort of pop the device off the wheel like it's a Denver boot.
Yeah. Just smack the MacGuffin.
Yes, but it's not impeding speed. It's increasing speed, but yeah, it's...
Yes.
Thankfully, there's only one per car.
It's like a reverse Denver boot.
Oh, you think with the only one per car, like, only one side of the vehicle would be going super fast? But whatever.
Maybe that's why it's so hard to control.
I guess.
Doc Green, this is why you don't leave town before somebody uses one of your cockamamie inventions.
Yeah. I guess it'd be speeding up the whole axle, but I don't know. It's weird.
Anyway, it is indeed race car Guy Fieri, who is the last one to be caught here. And so they do finally manage to catch him. So Blur finally manages to catch him whilst being driven by Danny.
Yeah, by getting in front of him, turning around and braking. So they're nose to nose. Which in turn means that Blades gets pushed over the finish line.
Or Blur.
That's right. It is. He wins by a butt.
Yeah.
I don't think this race counts.
I don't think any of these races should have counted.
None of these can. They're going to have to...
Illegal car comes in.
Run this whole thing again.
The second one, maybe.
But no. Technically, Blur has won.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be the craziest season of Formula One Drive to Survive that anybody's ever seen.
And then Bert Lusky gets knocked over and his magnificent hair falls off. And
yeah.
It's our mayor declares that they could have been toupee buddies all this time.
And two Bert? Was like okay, his brother also has a bad-looking hairpiece, but at least it's the same color as the rest of his hair.
No, his brother has a much better-looking hairpiece.
I choose to believe that this is a reference to the end of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Sure. Old movie we haven't seen.
Well, I mean, that ends with what? You're telling me all these years we could have been friends?
Oh.
Probably not.
They would have found something else.
It amuses me to think of Mayor Lusky being served his own pet canary.
Oh.
It turns out that despite being taller, handsomer, and more successful, he is just as bald as his brother.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Danny has won the Triple Cup, and she just takes it home.
Yeah.
So these other guys are just totally clueless now and realizing that indeed somebody left long ago with the cup. But Danny presents it to the real winner, which was, of course, Blades.
Yes.
Sure.
I like the subtle moment that, like, Blur's ready to accept the cup, and it's like, oh, no, not me.
Yeah, Danny says it belongs to the best partner, and Blur's like, so me, right?
Well, obviously that's me.
Yeah.
And she gives it to Blades, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, he doesn't say that out loud. He just, like, picks up his arms or something in the background.
But that's like, okay, because they are in an open relationship now.
Yes. An open partnering relationship. I mean, I guess that's how it works, yeah. It's like sharing a headmaster or a mini-con.
Blade says that it's okay if she needs to go race sometimes.
And that is the episode. It's a pretty slight episode, but I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good bits. I really
racing
liked
stuff, Speed Racer pastiche.
I really liked Danny showing up and saying, "I hope you're proud of yourself."
Like,
pretty much all the time, yeah. I like a Blur episode.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it when voice actors get into writing episodes and they're not writing about their character.
Yeah, that's always
because that usually tends to be really fun. Like,
Will Friedle's pretzel episode was mostly
so
a Grimlock
good.
Episode.
Yeah, I mean, it did have some good lines for Bumblebee, but it was mostly about Grimlock.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was fun. It's a lot of fun. Blur is my favorite kind of terrible.
He's just such a horrible teenager.
He is. That's why he had to go hang out with Sideswipe.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Heatwave, who's kind of a jerk, but we don't really have a total tool the way the Blur is in this cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why it's nice that he's only a sometimes character. He's a cameo, he's not a regular.
Yes. So that does it for this episode. David's Tokusatsu Corner is on assignment.
Still on hiatus right now. Should be back at some point unless Jen wants to fill in with Visionaries or whatever.
We'll review
something.
We'll think about it.
Rob could review a random Spider-Man issue at the end of an episode.
Ooh. I'm trying to think.
Granted, you could probably do that from memory.
Probably. Name a number, I can probably think of something.
I don't know about that. 296.
I believe that's Amazing Spider-Man 296. I believe that is part of that part of Kraven's Last Hunt?
Let's see. Spider-Man 296.
All right, guys.
What's on the cover?
Oh, no, that is part of a two-parter in which Spider-Man overcome, or which Dr. Octopus overcomes his phobia of Spider-Man.
Oh! Oh, that's neat and weird.
It has an extremely weird cover.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I kind of like the cover. It's hideous.
But we will be back next week with more Rescue Bots, as it seems that our favorite family of Griffin Rockians are its rightful heirs.
What?
And we also get what is unfortunately our final guest appearance from Mark Hamill.
Aww. Uncle Woodrow.
That's right.
Yeah, at some point we need to do a Patreon or something with a Mark Hamill movie.
We'll get there.
David has embarked on a multi-year mission to make us watch The Guyver.
Yes!
I mean, I've embarked on a multi-year mission to make us watch David Lynch's Dune, so fair.
I mean,
we've all got our things.
Since they finally made a movie about it, we are going to get to it at some point.
I'm weirdly, Kyle MacLachlan was kind of... They were kind of trying to make him like the Mark Hamill of the 80s.
They were.
Yeah. Which means he should get into voice acting.
Well, you know, I don't know that he has. Except for all those, of course, all those tapes he recorded for Diane. It's February 22nd, entering the town of Twin Peaks.
Anyway, let's wrap up with the things.
Yeah. So,
Discords, Twitters, whatnots.
Yeah, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we have a Patreon, and this month, our Patreon looked at The Marvels.
Yes, where we were overwhelmed with Fleur kittens.
Well, last month, at this point.
Yeah, I guess this will be March.
Yes. February's, we watched The Marvels, so many kittens, so many end credit stinger thoughts, tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
That's
still
right.
Shocked I missed you. Like, most of the other stingers I think I heard of in passing, even if I haven't seen it, other than Media Blackout.
I don't know how you didn't get... I mean, I guess it could be one of those things where you heard about it but didn't know that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, I might have heard, like, that Kelsey Grammer was in some movie. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
It's like for a couple days people are talking about Beast for some reason and then they stop. So yeah, that is at iaconunderground.net, and our Patreon is patreon.com/iaconunderground.
All right, so join us next time when we enter the kingdom of King Burns.
Wow.
Until then, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
We'll burn this kingdom to the ground. I'm David.